The Burt Show.
All right, so, you know, her husband has been trying to bribe her with this car. We read this email a couple of days ago, and it has everything to do with their daughter and her daughter wanting a car, but the father also wanting something out of the family relationship, so he's bribing her.
Yeah, this is a really rough situation. So they have this amazing daughter. She's done all the right things. She's about to turn 17, and the mom wants to get her a car. Why not reward her for all the hard work that she's done if we can afford it? And the husband is like, you know what? Well, I don't really want to get her a car, but hey, if you can give up smoking, then why not? We'll do it. So she goes 6 months without smoking, and then she takes a step back. She caves a little bit, and she doesn't know whether or not she should tell her husband. Is it the right thing? Should she hide it from him? So now we're going to find out what happened after she listened to our advice.
Cassie's got the email.
Honestly, things haven't gone too well, and I'm feeling pretty bummed out about it all. After debating things in my head, I had decided that I was going to quit smoking cold turkey again and just not tell my husband about my slip-up. I thought if I could keep it a secret and get back on track, everything would work out fine. But as they say, the best laid plans. My husband was doing some laundry. Unbeknownst to me, he tossed in some of my clothes as well, including the ones I'd worn when I smoked. I didn't even think about the smell that might be lingering on them.
Oh, wow.
When he confronted me about it, I tried to lie and say it must have been from being around someone else who was smoking. I knew he could tell I was lying, so I admitted to him that I had slipped up and started smoking again. But I begged him not to punish our daughter for my mistake and to still let us buy her the car she's been dreaming about. But he was adamant the deal was off.
Oh, man. No. You said this before. He never wanted to buy that car. He knew she couldn't do it.
Exactly.
And now he's insisting that I be the one to break the news to her.
This dude.
Wow.
This dude.
Honestly, I don't think it's fair. I understand. I messed up. But our daughter shouldn't have to suffer because of my mistakes. She's been such a good kid and she deserves this car. I really want to go ahead and get her the car, even if my husband isn't on board. It will definitely cause some tension between us, but I can't bear the thought of letting our daughter down because of my own weakness. I feel like if I can just find a way to make it right for her, then I can deal with whatever fallout comes between me and my husband. I'm determined to quit smoking for good this time. No more slip-ups. Maybe if he sees that I'm serious about it, he'll eventually come around and understand why I felt like I needed to make this decision. Wish me luck, guys. I'm gonna need it.
Man, he is really looking at this like very black and white. But I think you guys nailed it in the beginning. Last time we were talking about this, she even said he didn't want to buy her the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think he dangled something in front of her that he knew she'd fail at or was hoping she would fail at so he wouldn't have to buy the car. And this just proves your guys' theory.
That's exactly what I thought from the jump, and I still feel that way. But I think he's underestimating how this could backfire on him, because I know if I'm the kid and mom comes to me and says that dad was going to get you a car, but I had to stop smoking for 6 months, and I went 6 months and I did it. I slipped up once, and now dad is saying he doesn't want to get you the car. I'm mad at dad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be mad at mom.
Right.
So this could backfire on him.
Yeah, I don't think he had any intention ever of actually getting her this car. And I'm really bothered by this whole situation, because how do you even go to your child and be like, you know what? Your dad said you can get this car, but I messed up. That's displaying the fact that you're okay with that behavior in your relationship, in your marriage. And so I think you got to start with your husband, figure out something else, and then go to your kid.
I didn't mind the bribe at first. I think I even told you guys that. Like, look, this works out for everybody. This clearly is bothering him for her health, and maybe he just doesn't like the aesthetic. It doesn't smell right. Look, my ex-wife used to smoke all the time, and it used to drive me absolutely crazy, man. It was like my one thing, right? And as much as she tried to quit, she couldn't. But it just felt like it wasn't about even the smoking after a while. It was about like, hey, this is really important to me and you can't do this for me. So I was taking like, it became a much bigger, almost selfish, I think, take on my part. So it wasn't about the smoking at that point. But I couldn't even kiss her when she walked in the door. So maybe that's what he's going for here and really wanted, this was important to him. And the only thing that he could use as leverage was that car. So it felt like to me it was going to be a win-win-win all the way around, but it turned out not to be at all.
What's the next move? You say, all right, you failed that time, but if you can stop smoking now for the next 5 years, I will finally get out of the way. She's going to be 30.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know that there's if I was in this situation and I made this offer and she messed up, I would get the kid the car anyway. Mm-hmm. But since he was so adamant really about not wanting to get the car, he's not going to give her an inch.
Yeah, 6 months is a long time to go without smoking, and healing is not linear, so the husband's got to give her more grace, give her some more time, and get that girl the car.
Really at least get her a car with three wheels, right? And, you know, you get the fourth one.
A tricycle.
Get her an electric bike.
Something. The girl deserves something.
The Burt Show.